Hey everybody, and welcome to this episode of Baseless Speculation on the Pop Culture News and the Research So You Don't Have To. I'm Joel.
I'm Jackson.
And I'm Joel.
And boys, this is a special baseless reaction.
Whoa.
Or based reaction, if we called it before. Or what did the Baseless Speculation boys think of this damn movie?
We got a lot of things, none of them we commit to memory.
So
boys, what did we think of Captain America, A Brave New World?
Captain America movie in quite a while. The previous three are probably my favorite MCU films. Definitely my favorite trilogy, I'd say.
Absolutely. Captain America 1, great time. Mm-hmm. 2, fantastic. Civil War,
good.
Pretty good.
Okay, I will say Civil War, last time I rewatched it, I was like, damn, some of this stuff isn't that good. But then the stakes in it between Iron Man and Cap and the acting caliber, and the movie looks good. And I was like, you know what? This is still good. It's not Winter Soldier good. But
it's all right.
Pretty much no superhero movies except for like three are close to Winter Soldier.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, like I remember talking to someone and like they recently watched.
How was that?
terrible.
Yeah,
because this is the conversation.
Yeah.
They recently watched Solo, and I was like, "What a wonderful dog shit film!" And
they're
like, "No, it's a good film for a Star Wars film, right?" And I'm like,
"Brother."
No. First off, no, it's not. And then they're like, oh, no, well, you know, like for a Disney, like, Marvel Star Wars, they're kind of lumping this whole Disney kind of stuff, the modern Disney kind of films.
If Solo came out in 2021, I'd be like, maybe as a post-pandemic film. But even then, Disney occasionally dabble with releasing something that's good.
Yeah.
So I don't know. It's just at this point, you've got like movies, film, like cinema kind of stuff, where you're like, oh, this is beautiful. It makes me feel something. It makes me feel an emotion. And then you've got slop.
Yes.
But then you've got like gourmet slop.
Yeah.
Well, we're getting this new category of movies where there's award slop now.
Yeah, that's true.
What's it called?
I know what you mean.
Amelia Perez.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's still slop.
Still slop. But it's awards.
It's winning awards.
It pretends it's prestige, but it's still slop. And then you get like actual like dog shit slop.
Yeah. Mm.
But then what you have with Captain America, I felt, was very bland slop.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
This movie was nothing.
Yeah.
I think that the biggest crime this movie does, which actively works in its favor, because I found it quite frustrating at points, because there is some good ideas.
Okay.
Yeah. And there are some interesting things.
Yeah.
And we'll get into them.
Mm.
And if someone told me they liked this movie, I would understand that a lot more than if someone was like, The Marvels is good, or I really liked Quantumania.
Yeah,
okay.
Because this one, I'm like, okay, because you're latching on to some of the stuff that they're not actually doing, but they're kind of pointing out and being like, we could do this. We're not doing it, but
we would never.
Because, you know, like when a movie points something out, it gets you thinking about it?
Yeah.
You could easily be tricked into being like, wow, it must be hard to be a black Captain America.
Yeah.
We're not really addressing
They're not really saying that, but that is, I guess, the implication, maybe.
Or like a president you can't trust. But also, I mean, like, hey, remember real life? But then on top of that, it's like, that is like a false flag. Like, because there's like a thing, there's a moment where the movie dabbles with like a false flag attack.
Yeah.
And you're like, whoa, that's deep and interesting. And it's not even like the MCU haven't done that before.
Winter Soldier's capable of doing that.
Government sucks ass, brother. Yeah. Fuck these cunts.
Yeah.
I waited a minute so I can say those words.
Sure can. Nice. I guess full spoilers ahead for Captain America, Brave New World.
Do you want to play a game where you try and recount the plot? Me and Jackson just came out of the movie.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, sure. I saw it last night at the drive-in with a baby sleeping in the car seat behind us. And let me tell you, because it was like, baby's first,
first screen.
Yeah. Baby's first screen. He was facing backwards. He was asleep. And like, a little bit of the whole thing where you're like, he's got a little bit of a sleep schedule, so you don't want to fuck it up. And also, that wonderful fear to be like, I know we are in the car, and I'm turning the AC on occasionally because it's a hot night, and it's still quite, you know, cold in the car. He's got a fan on him, but there's always that fear: is he still breathing?
He hasn't
left yet. General, by the way,
that would make
the
viewing interesting.
So yeah. Anyway, so with that in mind,
what's Captain America up to? And is my baby dead?
All the things that I have to follow through in my brain.
Yeah.
So let's see, Cappy America. Mm-hmm. So let's see. It starts with Sam Wilson. Yeah. Oh yes, but Sam Wilson is like, all right, I am Captain America. Mm-hmm. I've given the mantle, and I guess this is coming off the back of
the TV
Falcon
show,
and the Soldier, which who can remember?
Yeah, not me.
But anyway, he's Cap America. Thunderbolt Ross, he's lost his mustache and turned into Harrison Ford, and he's going to run for president.
Yeah,
he's president-elect because he champions a thing of togetherness.
Together, that's right.
It feels very much like, okay, Democrat?
yeah, what is he running on?
They never make it clear. Yeah.
Anyway, 6 months later, let's quickly just brush past January 6th for no reason. Who cares? Let's go.
Oh, yeah.
It's fine. This is the end of my 100 days now. So then it's like, okay, cool, Cap America and Boy Falcon from Miami. Forget his name.
Something like that. I forget his name.
New Falcon.
Yeah. New Falcon.
He truly did not leave much of an impact.
No. New Falcon. He's kind of handsome.
He's a good looking guy.
So they're in a mission in a place. And Gus Fring is there.
Joaquin. There you go.
Sidewinder is there. They're trying to buy, although they've stolen a canister, which we then find out is adamantium.
Yes.
But we never see it.
Well, we see images of it.
Yeah, that's true.
So they've stolen a canister, two canisters full of adamantium from Japan because they are mining the great Marvel Big Baby.
Yes.
They did it. Welcome back, the Eternals.
Yes.
No references to what caused the baby, the fact that Earth was an egg. Zero references to anything that happened in the Eternals, zero references to the Eternals.
Yeah, Sprite would be seeing this shit on the TV. Should I tell them what that was?
They're mining.
15 now, I think.
They're mining the corpse of a big celestial baby.
I got hit in the head for a rock. Hit in the head by a rock for this.
Yeah.
I guess hit in the head with a rock for some special rock.
Yeah.
So Sidewinder is there being like, someone has paid me a lot of money to steal this adamantium. And we're now here to pass it off and get paid my sweet millies.
Yeah.
But oh no, he does not. His contact does not show, but don't worry, Captain America and Falcon are there to beat the shit out of me and other people who are meant to be maybe named people of the Serpent Society.
I'm guessing.
Anyway, Gus Fring chips off. And they're like, Captain America's like, I got the canister, and then he goes back to America, and then President Ross.
You ever said
President
Trump.
Thunderbolt?
Oh, okay. It sounded like you were going to say President
Trump. I thought I was watching your eyes go, Biden, Trump.
No. I was trying to think. It was like, is it Thunderbolt? No, it's Ross. No, it's actually Thaddeus Ross.
That's true.
Why can't we have a President Thaddeus?
Thaddeus is a strong-ass name. Good name. That is true.
That guy Captain America beats the shit out of him. He was like, I want to beat the shit out of you.
He's one of the serpent lads.
Yeah, but I think he was meant to be played by WWE wrestler Seth Rollins, but they cut him out.
Yeah.
It felt very like when Kevin Nash appeared in The Punisher.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of felt a little bit like that.
Yeah.
But yeah, that guy was meant to be Seth Rollins, the wrestler, but then during reshoots.
Gotta love them reshoots.
He got caught. It was Copperhead,
who I think
is the guy in the comics who gets his arms and legs cut off.
That's Bushwhacker, I'm pretty sure.
But
isn't Bushwhacker someone else?
No, because it's Bushwhacker 1 and Bushwhacker 2.
Is that Bushwhacker, though, or is it someone... Or is someone...
No, Bushwhacker 1 is in hospital.
Yeah, Bushwhacker 2 was his brother or something. He's like, I'm stealing your arms and your name, and I'm going to Miami.
I thought it was like... Copperhead get the arms and legs cut off, and then Bushwhacker comes in and is like, I'm Copperhead now.
It's something like that, dude.
Who knows? Comics are wacky. I'm really glad that they lent into this Serpent Society. Like, I'm guessing a last minute reshoot because I know that Sidewinder was introduced in the reshoots.
Oh.
Which, you know. you can tell.
Yes, yeah, absolutely.
Well, it's weird because, first of all, I was watching, and look, have I been tricked by someone being tricked by Disney propaganda, basically?
Yes.
But apparently, a lot of the information that came out during the production of this was entirely wrong.
Yeah.
Like, they didn't reshoot multiple times. There was one 22-day
reshoot.
And claims that, like, because there was also, like, wild claims, like, the budget was $300 million, which was always never going to be true. But also, every budget for every movie recent, they lied anyway.
Hollywood
accounting, baby. It exists for a reason.
Wonderful. A wonderful thing. Anyway.
Yeah, so those reshoots apparently were mostly just focusing on the fact that they brought back the fucking fight coordinator from the original Captain, from Captain America 2 and 3.
Okay.
But the fights look like shit, except for the two in the middle of the movie, which are with Sidewinder, though. Mm. So I'm wondering if they did all of that all at once. But then also, what the fuck was the movie about before they
did that? Great idea. Yeah. Well, it was kind of wrecking my brain. Anyway, Sidewinder chuffs off.
Yeah.
And they go back to America. Ross is like, okay, hey, Cap America, I know we haven't seen eye to eye, but maybe we should work together.
Yeah.
And maybe you start the Avengers. I got a bad rap. I get it. I know. I'm an angry man.
Yeah, yeah.
I tried to maybe kill the Avengers. I tried to get the Avengers killed.
Yeah, I really hate superheroes. I want to spit in your eye. But maybe we work together and maybe you bring back the Avengers.
Yeah.
And he's like, okay.
Okay, goddamn.
And then he sits down.
Yep. And so then he's like, right, I'm here with Falcon and Isaiah Bradley, who is the Captain America that the American government really fucked
sent it to
jail. There's a scene before where, like, he meets Isaiah Bradley and he's training and it's not good.
No, it was bad. It was real
bad. And then Isaiah Bradley and some other bugger lugs get Manchurian candidated.
Yeah.
Which is what I... Because they look at a phone and they get flashing lights.
Yeah.
And so you're like, it's hypnosis or flashing lights hypnosis. Never brought up again because next bit's a song.
Yeah,
anyway,
it was actually the song the whole time.
Exactly. But the song wasn't there before. It doesn't matter. Anyway.
The lights are also in a scene where the lights turn on halfway through the scene, but the people are already mind controlled. But then that fight's cool. So
Then Isaiah Bradley and a bunch of other people are like, right, let's try and look like we're killing the president, but not really.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, okay,
plan.
Oh, yeah, it's a good plan. We'll get to
really
the good plan.
Really good plan.
really solid.
Yeah, so, he chips off. Isaiah Bradley jumps out a window.
Mm-hmm.
Then he wakes up in a field.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, no. And a real good, I guess... as a white Australian, I guess this is probably not going to hit hard to me, but I guess for a certain viewing audience where an older black man is now, lots of guns are pointed at him,
yeah.
and then another black man is telling him to cooperate really hard.
I thought that scene was crazy.
Ooh, good stuff.
Go back to jail.
Good stuff. So Isaiah Bradley gets arrested and then thrown in jail. No one's being like, isn't it weird that we have these things?
Well, they are saying weird, but then Israeli super soldier is there on the case. Well, good restraint, Disney. You only say Israel once.
She was never a member of the IDF.
No.
And she's not a mutant.
No.
They also don't call her Sabra in the movie.
No, she was a black widow, which, as an aside, if you have a black widow, like a former black widow, I understand you have Natasha as well, she's part of the Avengers Initiative and all that kind of jazz. I understand this, but she's also like a highly trained, like, Russian spy. Should that be, even if that was your background and you've broken free of the mind control,
should that be
someone who is the president, like head of security? I mean, it just feels, and you look in real life, the head of the city. You know what?
If this was a year ago, I'd be like, yeah, that's crazy. But now makes sense.
Whatever. She probably had a chat with Assad. It's fine.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Fine.
God damn.
Anyway.
I just remember that Trump got given that golden pager.
Yeah.
The world is truly fucking crazy and horrible. It's so fucked.
It's so fucked. Anyway.
Hey, here's a little present. If I was Trump, I'd be worried it was going to explode again.
Captain America.
What the fuck is going on?
Mate, so much. Anyway, Captain America. Captain America is like, Isaiah Bradley clearly was like fuckled. Let me investigate this. And then
everyone figures out within an hour that things are fucked up, and they're like, we should keep him in prison.
Keep him in prison. Even Ross is like, no. We can't have you, and we can't have you investigating your friends. Think about the optics. The American public, the American people couldn't really believe, you know, cops investigating cops.
Yeah.
You know, or like, say, a Republican committee investigating a child trafficker, sorry. We would never believe that would be good or could happen and anything like that. Well, then again, nothing did happen. So, yeah, you should have nothing to worry about.
Yeah,
anyway.
Yeah.
Why did George Christensen keep going to Thailand?
Who knows?
There was
there was an investigation, which means that something was happening, but then the results were never revealed to the public.
We just know
what happened.
I'm assuming it was all good.
Why did the ethics committee, the fully Republican ethics committee, not want to release the report on Matt Gaetz? And, what's that? It got released and we're looking at it? And they didn't want this release? Why?
That's crazy,
dude. That is
a
crazy thing. That's crazy. He was almost going to be the next Attorney General. Yeah. And then, now let me just quickly have a think and check. Is he in prison?
What?
I'm a shock at the man. Anyway, Captain America.
Yep.
Brave New World.
Yeah.
Thankfully, it was called Brave New World, not New World Order. We couldn't have that.
Brave New World makes so much sense. The title is revealed at the end of the movie.
What an awesome reveal. Fuck. Yep. And then also it was revealed as well when the president's doing his little speech about what the current stakes.
Yeah.
Because we now have this giant resource this giant dead celestial baby that we can just mine the shit of, and it has adamantium. We're going to have this, like, we're trying politics. Mm. We're trying to be like, you know, we're all coming together and it's going to be sweet. We love this. We love our lives. And everyone is going to give everyone sweet little kisses. I'm going to share the adamantium.
Yeah.
And that's kind of, I guess, the new world as it is. Yeah. That's when he gets the assassination attempt.
Yeah.
And so then Sam Wilson's like, I got to investigate this. What's going on? A lot of bullshit happens that kind of feels disjointed, and maybe that should have been as part of, like, I don't know, a 6-part miniseries.
Yes, absolutely.
It really did feel like a TV series that just, like, built up some stuff and then didn't. And you kind of had these, like, beats. And it is great. At one point, my wife turned to me and she's like, why are there so many old men in this film?
There really are.
It's really good.
Which is crazy because there is one old man in these movies that everyone wants to see. Yeah. Don't just keep giving us old men and then not putting the old man. They keep making old men run in this movie, too.
Yeah, that was good. That was good.
Yeah.
Talking about old men, because there's no other place for me to bring this up, I don't think.
Yeah.
This movie has some really bad acting at points.
Yes.
To the point where, I'll tie it back together. It would be crazy if Baseless Speculation went on a tangent and didn't bring it back.
That would be insane, dude.
But there is some lines, especially by
Harrison Ford
and Isaiah Bradley's actor, where they kind of end up mumbling part of it where it feels like that
they should have done another
brain.
Take.
Yeah. Harrison Ford has some, like, really obvious ones. There's one where he's yelling and he misses the word two. It's like, I think he says, like, why should I report? It should be like, why should I report to you? But he goes, why should I report you?
Why should I be being report you? Nah, he's got, like, you know, angry old man brain.
He's
about to be
hulked
out. So that makes sense in a weird way.
But I thought the same. There was, like, a lot of lines, not even of the older actors.
Anthony Mackie has some stinking scenes, too.
Really,
but then other scenes are good. Bucky has a cameo.
That scene's really good.
Yeah, that scene's really good.
It starts weird, and then they kind of drop what they're doing. And then it's just like, oh, you both can act. What the fuck has been happening?
There's a couple of moments where I was like, oh, that's kind of nice. Like that moment there where they were having a chat with Bucky. And then it's like, at the very end, that was really good. Did you hear speechwriters write that? And there's, like, this nice little friendly banter. I don't know. I like that. That wasn't good. Anyways, Sam Wilson, Captain Falcon. Nope, Captain America. And then his buddy Falcon.
Yeah.
They go off and they investigate and they go to this black ops site or whatever. And it's revealed that that's where Dalida is. Mm-hmm. Dalida from the Hulk
Incredible
film.
Hulk movie.
Yeah, yeah, where he got the Hulk juice in his brain.
Yeah.
And instead of de-gammering his blood, which is apparently just something they just could have done, they instead, like...
upped the gamma count.
Like a music producer in any film cranks it right up. So he cranked him full of, like, juice.
Yeah.
Gamma juice. So then he can be... Because now Dalida isn't, like, telepathic. Or he's not, like...
he's just very good at probabilities.
Yeah, he's very good at seeing the future probabilities.
Yeah.
It's Marvel, like, comic books do it all the time. It's like you can be so smart that you kind of become precog.
Yeah.
But it's also in that very annoying way where any movie or TV show is like, this guy's really intelligent. And the way they display that is not, they don't have him do anything clever. He's just like, oh, there's a 97% probability you'd have done that.
Yeah, they really, once again, Marvel wasted a good actor.
They
gave him one awesome scene though, where he's screaming.
Beautiful.
That's two superhero movies in a row where there's just the bad guy just does a random scream.
Beautiful. It's beautiful stuff. Anyway, so we go. The leader's there, and then he's just like, I have the genetic information, which means if I flash some lights or play a song, they are now mind controlled, and you're like. Oh, yeah.
Sure, movie. I know. I was waiting for the moment where I was like, well, the leader is controlling these people from prison.
Yeah.
How's he figured it out? And it was like, well, he's accessed their phones. I was like, maybe they're going to do a thing where it's like.
They definitely were meant to do a thing where he could do it for anyone.
Yeah. And like, and it was done through like the
phones.
It
was only ever done through network, lights. And the reason that you can tell is because the opening credits feature that light pattern.
Yeah.
So it was meant to be like, this could happen to anyone. Yeah. This could activate anyone. But then they abandoned that for a fucking song.
Yeah. So then. Cap America is like, gets out of that with Sabre's help.
Yeah.
And then they go back to the.
That actor was fucking atrocious.
Yeah, she was awful. She was really bad.
Then she also weirdly did voluntary service in the IDF after being medically exempt from, like, you know, actual service.
That's
so
crazy.
You know, like some people are like. Well, I was born in Israel, so I have to serve the IDF. The Israeli government said, no, you don't. And she said, I want
to. Yes, I do.
Yeah.
Yeah, interesting. Yeah.
Great
interesting
casting
stuff.
Choice.
Good, yeah. good
I thought she sucked as an actor prior to finding that information out.
Yeah. So they go back to the Cap America. They go back to the president. In the interim, Cap America, the president has gone to Japan. He's like, well, you know, hey, we're going to get you the stuff back. And Japan are like, well, first off, why did you orchestrate stealing all this from us? You're doing this, you're trying to make a, you know, we know you, you're a wartime piece of shit, and you've been fucking us over. We got the information, blah 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 blah. You can take your Accords and shove it right up your stupid old ass hole.
Direct
come
quote.
For Japan, you better not miss. Direct quote. And so they're like, fuck your Accords, we're just gonna mine this big baby, and then adamantium is all mine or whatever.
Yeah.
And then Harrison Ford is like, I'm
gonna become the
And also, he's been like little.
Yeah, he's sucking down
little pills every now and again. We're like, oh, what's in those pills?
Yeah.
It turns out gamma radiation. Yeah.
Turns out bad. Yeah. Turns out Hulk. Anyway.
He was taking the Hulk pills.
He was sucking down Hulk pills, dude,
three times a day. Which is crazy because he would have been told that I don't know what the fuck he would have said to. Don't take more than 3 heart pills a day, because real life it will kill you from gamma radiation.
Yeah, yeah.
He's not meant to know that because he doesn't know he's Hulk.
Yeah. I think upping the dosage of Hulk juice or whatever.
Yeah, they keep
making more. Escalated it. Yeah.
I think that's
every
crazy
prescription,
because,
I guess.
Because in the trailer they reveal obviously the Red Hulk, so they have to.
Yeah.
And you're watching it the whole time knowing he's Red Hulk.
Yep.
Unless you're like a man. Unless you're Amish and don't see trailers, but somebody drags you to this movie and you're frightened of the technology.
I hope this man doesn't get big and red. I'll be so scared.
So cut. You know what I mean? So cut. But like, so I'm watching that and he's sucking down the pills and I'm like, oh, there so he can become Hulk.
Yeah, right.
Like, I think he's the Hulk already.
So I was thinking it was like, oh, that's to suppress him turning into the Hulk.
Yeah, that's what I also thought.
Yeah.
But no, they were heart pills where they were poisoning him to become the Hulk.
Is it really a poison if the result is a Hulk?
No.
It's just a cool thing that can happen.
Well, it's meant to... But
anyway, so we then get, I'm guessing, the escalation of probably what should have ended in World War III.
Yes.
So, because Japan are like, right, we're doing it. We're just going to mine this.
Yeah.
We're
fuck you.
Fuck you all. Fuck you all.
You tried to steal the adamantium.
Eat my whole ass. We're going to the baby. And everyone's like, all right, let's go to the, okay, let's all converge to the baby. Yes.
There's a couple, this is one of the points where I'm like, that's a neat idea because you're actually escalating it to real world stakes.
Yeah.
It's not just like, it's not America versus Quazistan, a made up place.
It's like Japan.
They're real.
And
also, like,
that's true. No, I agree. And it feels like this for a movie that I think bills itself as like, and I think in multiple places they said this, a paranoid political thriller.
Yeah.
It's aggressively this is the only moment that you could argue like it is truly
political
in the movie.
I see what they're trying to do here. They're trying to do like, you know, like the Cuban Missile Crisis. They're trying to do all these kind of things where it's like, we came so close to
it's some kind of global conflict.
But we missed. So so they're going to the president to be like, we've uncovered this, and we also think that because we also have his data, like if he the leader has your information, Mr. President, so we think that you may be under his mind control, which is a great scene of like, have you been acting like yourself? And the president being like, oh, of course I have.
Yeah.
Because if he's under mind control, of course he's never going to be like, no.
No, actually, I've been acting really weird recently.
Feeling.
Yeah.
Feeling.
Yeah,
have you been feeling like yourself
but
recently?
But like, if you have been, anyway.
Yeah. That really feels like a line that, you know, sometimes you watch a movie and you're like, that line feels like it was written for the trailer.
Yeah.
That, I mean, I don't think it was in the trailer, but that feels like it was written.
Have you been feeling like yourself lately, Mr. President?
You know?
So anyway, two pilots, air pilots are like, going rogue. We got the song.
And
Whiskey.
Yeah,
Whiskey.
Jacqueline Whiskey.
That's the name of your dog.
Yeah. That's true. I was thinking that.
So they go rogue, they get the song played, and then they're like, right, oh shit, we got to go and attack Japan.
I don't know. It's not even, they don't even play the song
not
in
much.
Full so you can like...
There's one scene, that moment where Falcon was just like, how do we know anyone here hasn't been like mind controlled or whatever?
Yeah.
And so he just plays the song out of the bass. I'm like, that was very funny.
I thought that was great. That was like one of those little shining moments. Yeah.
Anyway, so the two pilots attack a warship. They release missiles.
Yeah. They get some shots
they
off.
Hit.
They hit. They definitely
now,
hit.
I'm not a military man. I don't really follow a lot of military stuff, but I don't.
I feel like
I haven't spoken to Adam yet, but I'm pretty sure the moment a missile hits a warship, then that is like, oh, it's on.
And what's
it's
really
hard to go back from this. And then Japan, like, okay, it is on.
Yeah.
And then they launch their pilots. And then they also hit an American warship.
Yeah.
No, the warships, it misses the American
warship.
Yeah.
No.
It hits. I think it's
like
straight,
just before.
Yeah.
So like it's shockwaves. Basically, like maybe it doesn't do as much damage as it could have done.
Yep. Yeah.
But it definitely is like they're there. It's on.
This isn't a battle.
This is a warning shot. We're firing above the hull. We're doing this. This isn't warning shot. This is like it's on. And then like no. We're going to de-escalate this because Falcon and
Captain America stopped it.
Are going to like fight our own fighter jets and not kill them, just force them to eject. And that's it. And all the while, the leader is like, fucking Hulk. Out, you piece of shit. Fucking do it.
You're so mad.
If I'm the Japanese prime minister, and I'm like, hey, you stole the adamantium in a false flag attack, and then I watch Captain America pull two of your pilots out of the planes, the planes crash, but they're both rescued safely.
Yeah.
That is not shaking my false flag feelings.
No, absolutely.
No. Also, it's just kind of like, okay, if it is a false flag scenario, you have no control over, you are a weak president.
No
control.
It does not
government.
Look good for America if this keeps, and I love that whole scene.
Yeah.
They save the day, they de-escalate it, but you only find out, like, it's like they cut and it's over.
It's
and
over.
Someone's like, don't worry. We explained to the Japanese our guys were mind controlled
and
they were cool with it.
Yeah, they're like, oh!
Okay, now forget about it.
So you're dealing with a mind control.
How bad, bro? It was mind control.
Dealing with some mind control shit. Good luck.
Bro,
I get it. I was thinking,
it's off. We're not fighting anymore.
This morning to be like, okay, it is crazy because I don't really know.
But then
what
also
during war and when these kind of escalation, I get that it's like in our world if that happens, then like I don't think there's much coming back.
No.
You sail into the wrong sea with the wrong boat. Yeah.
However, this is a world where magic real and we do have Thors around.
Yes,
so
is
maybe they're like, you know, hey everybody. I understand things might look a certain way, but half of us did fuck off out of existence and then we came back.
Maybe.
So maybe everyone, just chill.
But I was thinking that the moment Isaiah Bradley tries to shoot the president and everyone's like, and he's like, I have no idea what just happened. Surely you're like, well, I mean, there's a multitude of things it could be.
You know how...
Have you spoken to a wizard recently?
Yeah. You know how we have wizards just shuffled about?
Yes.
Have you spoken to one?
Actually, we have so many wizards, we have famous wizards.
Yeah.
just remember...
They have a wizard city.
Yeah.
You know how, like, just the scene we were just talking about, though, before the, like, when they're like, it's all right, they understood the mind control. But Japan was sailing there to mine the adamantium.
Yeah. Yep.
America tried to chase them at, with the intention of potentially going to war to stop that.
Because,
but then the mind control thing happens.
Yeah.
Did Japan just decide, oh,
we'll turn around. America's dealing with something.
Yeah, there's something going on. It's actually unfair of us to mine this right now.
Yeah. You're right. We'll wait
Japan
a little bit.
Will be like,
Japan will be like, America's fucked. They're attacking
their
own guy.
We need all the adamantium in the world.
Oh, 100%. Like, again, it's just like you're looking at, you know, real world politics.
Yeah.
Let's not look at current real.
Okay, that's a good idea.
Oh, yeah, when I'm sure it was good, right?
No. So I remember reading somewhere where it was like, I forget what it was, but they were like, you know, it's a multinational. They're going to try and set up like places in Europe or whatever. And this was just before Brexit. And like London was on like, you know, the UK was on the table of where they would be able to like, you know, say build or whatever.
Sure.
And then when the rumblings of Brexit were happening and they're like, will they, won't they, is it going to happen or whatever? They're just like, you know what? Let's just take the UK off the table.
Yeah, just to be safe.
We don't, well, who cares?
Yeah.
We don't know if it is going to happen or not right now. And it's just too tumultuous. So you know what? Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
It's fine. We'll just go somewhere else. And I kind of feel like that with, you know, Japan to be like, okay. Well, whatever the fuck that was.
It's got nothing to do with us, dude.
Anyway, your little accords that you want, this little peace treaty. You know what? We can do this without America, maybe. Yeah. Why not? Anyway.
Absolutely. I think there's also something very funny about in the movie, it's kind of positioned as a good thing that Harrison Ford's like, we've got to make these accords so that we can mine this resource. But it's like still very
fairly.
It's still very clearly the American government positioning themselves as like in charge of this. It's like so Bush era. You know what I mean?
Maybe current. You know,
Of course.
But I mean, we haven't spoken about this yet, but Disney play it safe by having Thaddeus Ross have moments that are very Biden-esque and then other moments that are very Trump-esque so that he's clearly just an amalgamation of both.
Yeah.
I guess they forgot Kamala was... Well, they didn't know Kamala was going to be
in
the mix when they made this.
Yeah, but he's also... He's like a bit of both, but also kind of like neither in like all kind of wet fart way where...
He's rational.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he's sorry.
Yeah. What if the president was sorry?
What if?
There's a couple of moments where you can imagine him shaking hands with no one or falling over.
He's got Sleepy Joe vibes.
Yeah.
So de-escalates, and everything's fine, and the whole, you find out, because the leader is there, and he's like, you know, telling old mate to get angry, because he just wants the world to see that he is Hulk. That's his plan. So we find out
that
the last, like, 17 years, 20 years, or whatever the fuck we've been doing this, that Ross has kept... the leader in this
in a bunker somewhere
thinking real good,
and he's using his thinking to become president.
He's using his thinking to become president. I'm assuming it's implied that he was part of the Avengers, like the Sokovia Accords.
That's what I got from it.
I'm assuming that's what they were trying to go with it.
I have no idea.
Once again,
and somehow they
knows?
Blame the leader for the New Orleans attack, wherever the Incredible Hulk is.
The Harlem attack.
Which is great because that didn't happen during the film, and that's never really been mentioned before.
Absolutely.
And we have seen the Abomination since.
Whatever.
It seemed like the Abomination actually got blamed for that. In fact, the movie makes it very clear that
the leader had thought about it, the uni teacher that no one really saw or whatever, he fought.
Also, his head got big in a different way in the Incredible Hulk, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
I don't think he... It didn't look...
It didn't get bubbly.
Well...
Or maybe it did, but it
looks like
didn't
the,
get...
The, no, Because it drips into his thing and it seems like his head's stretched like cone head style, yeah. if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, it's funny because Tim Blake Nelson with curly hair, it looks like they've just painted him green and painted his hair green and be like, that's the top of your head now.
Yeah, that's a brain or whatever. Yeah, it's fine. Yeah, yeah. So anyway, it's been revealed that, Ross has been using him as his own personal think tank and to be like, I want your help on
to
policy.
Rig the election.
To rig, it, like, he's like, rig the election or at least, you know, using your vast intellect to help me do X, Y, Z.
Yeah.
And then
so that I become kind of, president because so that was the president. End.
Yeah.
End
and then when I become,
and keep me alive.
Yeah. Because when I become president, don't worry, I'll let you go. And also, yeah, give me those, because I'm dying.
Yeah.
And if I die now, I can't say I'm sorry to Betty
Ross
for trying to, like, you know,
kill your boyfriend.
Kill your boyfriend.
With attack.
Whoopsie daisies.
Yeah.
And so he's like, all right, I'll turn my ways. But then he become president and he's like,
no, it's too dangerous to let him go.
No. And that wasn't his reasoning.
Yeah.
His reasoning was just like,
I need more pills.
Yeah. If I let you go, though, you might not give me my pills, and I need my pills.
I need my
Are
Hulk.
You fucking, what? How is that your motive? You
yeah.
Okay. All also, right, why have you kept him hit anyway? Also, hang on. Wait. If it's been, he's been, why does the leader need the president's approval to leave the black site when clearly he can just do that at any time? He's very smart. Is he shown to be very smart?
I don't think he's ever shown to be very smart.
They keep saying he is.
They keep telling me.
They
keep
also,
telling me.
Well,
but name me I one mean, intelligent thing he's done the whole time.
Let me tell you about the end of the film where he says,
ow.
Hello, Captain America. My plan is coming to fruition, but the only thing I need to do is get captured for it to happen. And then he gets captured, and Captain America's like, fuck, what's going to happen?
What's his plan?
His plan was to get broadcast, something that he probably could have done from anywhere.
Yeah. He wasn't doing it from...
No. It wasn't was a previous conversation that he recorded. It was no reason he had to do it. I think he just
doesn't need
him
to go to jail at all.
No.
No.
And then, Thaddeus Ross becomes the Hulk and...
Almost kills Captain America, but
was
doesn't.
Was that what he was trying to
destroys
do?
Destroys the cherry blossom trees that
and the White House.
And the White House.
Yeah.
We walked around with his daughter and these.
Well, he wanted to show the world because he wanted to destroy Thaddeus Ross's legacy.
Yeah.
Which didn't work.
And then also he wanted to, he's like, yeah, destroy Japan's warships. You can crush him with your hands.
Yeah.
And then you get this lovely, like, clearly has been recorded in a separate day.
Mm-hmm.
And kill Captain America.
Yeah, there's some bad ADR in this movie.
Yeah, there was some real bad, like,
It's not as bad as some of the other things.
Yeah, true. But it was just like, it was noticeable
it
when it happened.
It took me out to be like, clearly, he does not, as the leader, does not have any beef with Captain America right now, but we should have some beef with Captain America.
Yeah, that was
for
such
no
a
reason.
Funny part. I mean, like, you know, that's one of probably the big criticisms is that this is a Hulk movie.
Oh, yeah.
It's a direct sequel to The Incredible Hulk.
Yeah.
So then, they save the day, everything's fine, and that's when, leader gets goes to the White House or near to be like, arrest me or whatever.
Then my plan comes
true. My plan, anyway, you're going to fight the Hulk and die or whatever.
Yeah.
You have a whatever probability. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
And then, he Hulks out. And then you see the president.
Hulk looks pretty good, by the way.
Yeah, Hulk looks all right.
President Hulks out, turns into the Hulk. The Secret Service agents who are there to protect the president start shooting the Hulk. And I thought that was extremely funny. Because I'm like, that's your President Hulk. What are you doing?
Sleepy President Hulk!
Wake up!
Make America Hulk again. I don't know if your president that you are there, you are sworn to protect, turns into a monster.
Mm.
Who sort of still looks like your president, your job is to kind of follow his lead.
If
he starts smashing the White House, guess what you have to do
open
as your
fire
job?
Fire on the White House.
Also, like,
if he's going to fight the Falcon or and Captain America, your job is to fight
the
Falcon.
He's the president, dude.
He's your boss.
Also,
I guess, again, this is a world where magic is real, so maybe you are allowed
you know
to shoot
about
your
Hulk.
Own president.
I know we know about Hulk.
Well,
because
the reporter
Hulk,
goes,
we know that,
they're red now?
Yeah.
Yeah, but we know
they
about Hulk.
They fly now?
We also know that bullets don't do shit.
Yeah.
But we also know about Bruce Banner, who is the Hulk, and
he's just a
we also
guy.
Know that they are one and the same, so then you are literally shooting your president.
Yeah.
And I find that very
what
funny.
What happens if, even if they're, say, you know, obviously the Hulk, Red Hulk's bulletproof.
Yeah.
But imagine imagine he wasn't.
Well, he's not entirely invulnerable because the Falcon stabs him real good.
It's a classic superhero thing where they're invulnerable to bullets but vulnerable to knives.
Well, it's because it's Wakandan steel.
Oh, of course.
I like that.
Which is the vibranium wins.
Yeah, yeah.
I like that the way that the Red Hulk gets taken out is the exact same way that the Rhino in Kraven gets taken out.
Yeah.
Beautiful stuff, guys.
Stabbed in the guts.
Stabbed in the guts and kick this knife that's in your guts.
Yep.
Mwah. Love it.
And then a speech.
The same
speech that he tried earlier, like 5 minutes before that didn't work.
Yeah. Sun's getting real low, Betty Ross. And then, so he does it. He does the speech once, fails. Mm-hmm. Does the speech again, success.
This time it works.
This time it worked for some reason. We needed the destruction of these cherry blossoms that remind you of your daughter. And then smash cut, because, who cares about any kind of,
resolution or whatever,
whatever the fuck is going on. Well, he also had a lovely conversation, with Bucky at some point.
Yeah.
Being like, man, it's great that you didn't take the serum. And Sam Wilson's like, fuck, I wish I took the fucking serum, dude. And then at the end, he's like, I should probably take the serum, goddammit. But then we get this lovely, scene with, first off, we get the scene where the president is now arrested in the raft, which I'm like, what the fuck happened here? First off, the Secret Service fired on their own president. He was a Hulk at the time, but
They drained the swamp. President's in the raft.
What the fuck?
And best place for me.
Yeah, so, lock him up.
Lock me up. I did bad. And you're like, I guess if you were campaigning that we needed to arrest all Hulks and that anyone who is a superhero, like a hero or showing these kind of stuff, that we need to lock them up. You know, but he was like, no, he was that before the movie started. Mm-hmm. And he was like, I've turned a new, new leaf. And now this is, but then he's back in there to kind of almost fall on his sword. Like, I did say all superheroes should be locked up.
I was Hulk for a bit. Yeah, fair enough.
But then he was like, well, then it kind of in conversation, he's like, oh, don't worry, man. I was going to Hulk out and these walls are safe. So it's for everyone's protection. And I'm like, I guess so. He's putting it there himself. But at the same time, I'm like, surely as the president.
What if the president was sorry?
You could have put yourself in a better position. But also, why are you in
jail? Is he, the moment he gets arrested, is he, like, did he get impeached?
Sam Wilson says, oh, Mr. President.
Yeah, that confused me, but you also refer to ex-presidents as presidents.
Oh, that's true.
So he put himself there. Also, Isaiah Bradley is like, I'm no longer on
death row. I'm dating fucking Sabra.
Yeah. Maybe, yeah.
Yeah.
Yuck
indeed. So, so Sam does that. And then we get another smash cut because Falcon got clipped or whatever, blowed up a bit. During the
he rode a missile fight. Into the sea.
And so he's like touch and go. And then they have a love Captain America. Sam Wilson has a lovely conversation with Falcon, and he's just like, "I'm glad you're okay." And then Falcon, Joaquin, is like, "When I was a young boy in Miami and seeing a bunch of superheroes, you know who I always wanted to be." And there's another joke about Ant-Man, the second one of the movie. Where he's like, you better not tell me it was Ant-Man.
Yeah.
He's like, no, I wanted to be you. And you're like, that's nice.
Yeah.
I guess. And then it ends. And you're like, for real? That's how they're going to end this movie?
What I thought was crazy with that scene is he's laying in bed. And he's like, hey, man, I wanted to be you. And he's like, but I fucked up, man. I fucked up. And you never fuck up. And then earlier in the movie, Sam Wilson's like, man, I keep fucking up. But he doesn't say like, yeah, man, I fuck up all the time. That's part of this. He's like, yeah, man, and it's hard.
Yeah,
dude. I was like, that's... What? It's really weird that they introduced what I think is one of the only really interesting things for me in this movie in like the last half, I guess, maybe the last third, which is that conversation between Bucky and Sam Wilson where Captain America's like, hey, man, I'm just a guy.
Yeah.
And he's like, and this is so much bigger than me. And it's like the first time for me as a viewer, I was like, fuck, that mantle is quite a big deal.
Yeah.
When you're just a human being with some technology, but it's not like you have an Iron Man suit.
No.
You just have wings and a shield.
Which is awesome. Why the two fights in the middle of the movie are so good and why that conversation probably needs to happen earlier.
Yeah.
Because, Sam Wilson's just a fucking guy and at one point Sidewinder stabs him with two knives and he just has to keep... He's like, he's full on fighting with just knives sticking out.
Yeah.
Of him.
And like, there was a fight with Sidewinder and he stops him and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But like, it's so, I can see why, I guess, I understand that, maybe the reports have been widely exaggerated, but it's just, Sidewinder was kind of not necessary.
No, yes,
no, but also, but also, I mean, like the reports of it being exaggerated might also be an exaggeration.
Yeah, true. And you're right; it could also be Disney propaganda being like, no, we don't. This is the movie we meant to make.
There's post credit. Which was like, oh, you know, in Bad Incursions, you remember Jonathan Hickman's beautiful break world?
Yeah,
it's coming.
It's gonna happen.
Hey,
the wizard that we love or whatever? He had the incursions. We mentioned it in the last Wizard film.
Yeah.
That's happening.
And I know probabilities.
Because that's probability.
I have such a good radiation-filled brain that I can see the future.
Look, if there is a 1% chance that other worlds are going to appear in the sky
that
and crash into this,
your guys
this
are going to fight gotta, you.
Yep, yeah. So we have to take that as a 100% chance of actually happening.
Yep.
So, you know. That's how probability works.
Dude, I can just tell. I got so much radiation in my fucking brain, dude.
That's the film. It was disjointed. It happened, like, everything happened way too quick, but also too slow.
Yes.
There were some pockets of, like, oh, this could be interesting, but this feels like this is, like, part of a larger narrative where you kind of, like, okay.
They probably needed to go smaller than President Hulk in this Captain America
movie. Well, I think there's two movies here. There's a movie that's, like, it's Captain America. It's Sam Wilson's Captain America's first proper outing as Captain America.
Yep. Yeah.
Where he goes up against something that is way too big and way too powerful, and it's revealed how, like, you know, because I think there'd be so many nice parallels with, like, you know, Captain America, he gets knocked down, he gets up, he says, I can do this all day. It's easy to say when you're a super soldier.
Yes, Sam Wilson.
But Sam Wilson, imagine a Sam Wilson as beat up as, say, Spider-Man gets in No Way Home, where he's fucked.
Yeah, well, that's
full of knives, bleeding, thing torn, and he's like, this all day. That's sick. That would be so cool. Wings snapped off. Yeah. Fucking birds
crushed. He has that fucking, he has a moment like that right towards the end, but he doesn't.
It's not like he gets up and he keeps fighting. He gets up and he does what I guess is
the
Sam Wilson's
speech.
Thing now. Where he gives
so
a kind of awkward, not very good speech.
I do
a
love
political
that.
Speech.
You can probably right now crush my head like a tiny grape with your big Hulk hands.
But
I know you want to. I know you want to.
Remember,
it'd be so easy. It was so easy. You get a little bit of pressure, I would pop off.
President Hulk, think about the politics. And we all should be better.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Daughter, have one, you.
Everybody would be happy if we were friends.
Yeah. Wouldn't it be good if we all got along? Oh, and Betty Ross rocks up. Liv
Tyler, there's a Betty Ross cameo. Hoot and holler, audience. Yeah.
Remember her from 15 years ago?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think there's that movie, which is, you know, and at the end of it, it's like...
You leave Isaiah Bradley out of that version. Like, it's got nothing to do with that.
Yeah. Or you have Isaiah Bradley in there being like...
As a mentor, and it leads into the first thing, and then you don't go as big with the final stakes, but they mash it all together. Because it should also be about, like, Isaiah Bradley being like... And I know that Falcon and Winter Soldier touches on this a bit.
Not enough.
But not enough of to be like, hey... I was a black Captain America, and they fucking hated me.
Yeah, exactly. And to be like, you know, no matter what, you're always going to be the black Captain America, which is a thing that the fucking world says about Sam Wilson's Captain America.
Says
you know
it
what I mean?
In real life.
In real life. Yeah, exactly. So it's like a very prescient
and probably, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm surprised I didn't do Isaiah Bradley's, like, you know, the grandkid, like his grandkid as well.
He was in it. He was cut. I read that somewhere. He was in it, but they cut him for time or something.
Well, they got to get this. Well, they got it under 2 hours, so congratulations to them.
Well done, Marvel.
Yeah, it just feels that this was a series. It generally did, because you got some cool things happening, maybe with the big marble baby.
Yeah.
Like the whole, like, okay, yeah, we're all going there, claiming this bitch's land for ours and all this kind of stuff. And so you have this, like, nice, like, you know, the politics there. And I thought, like, okay, cool. Like, they could have really just set this all kind of around that.
Absolutely.
Like the you know, political football that is this big giant marble baby in the middle of the ocean. And you're like, well, there we know there's some cool resources there.
There's adamantium, dude.
Yeah.
That's like what we should say.
Fuck.
At the very end, we find out why the movie's called. They say, we're
brave
entering a brave new world of adamantium.
That's like not a joke.
That
if
is like
seen
one
the
of
movies,
the last, like, it's such a funny line.
We've entered a brave new world of adamantium.
What does that mean? Does that mean we're going to get a bunch of adamantium technology?
It doesn't make any fucking sense.
It doesn't mean anything, is what it means.
Well, using comic book bullshit, I'm like, okay, so Japan has adamantium, which is great.
Yeah.
Oh, they're going to do Silver Samurai?
Silver Samurai.
Oh, yeah.
Lady Deathstrike. Like, is that it? Is that what they're going to do? But then I was like, okay, so we're going to do a cut, like, you know, the, maybe like a mid-credit scene, which what didn't happen was like them refining it down and making a suit of armor.
Yeah, yeah.
Or, and then you could, if you wanted to, you could do Silver Samurai as
Captain America, like, Japan, New World.
Yes, yeah. Exactly.
You could even have it as, like a, as an Iron Man suit if you kind of, like, you know, not want the whole, like, samurai thing.
Mm, yeah, yeah, yeah. We got that, absolutely, just, that option.
You could have, or you have the Silver Samurai, you know, putting on, like, something that is more akin to, like, the samurai outfit, but it is still, like, Stark Tech.
But I think realistically, because the next movies are Thunderbolts, Fantastic Four, and then the two Avengers movies.
With a Spider-Man, with Spider-Man 4.
So we just won't get anything.
Yeah.
The adamantium means nothing.
Oh yeah, so this movie's also right towards the end of Phase 5. You satisfied with this phase?
Yeah, dude, because this movie was all about new beginnings.
Yeah.
Maybe new beginnings, which is, hang on. Why are we still doing movies about new beginnings this far off the Endgame?
Yeah. We thought it was about guys going space for a bit. No. That turned out not to be true.
The case. Because we looked this up in the car. So the Phase 5, was Quantumania.
Yeah.
Guardians of the Galaxy 3.
Yeah.
Deadpool and Wolverine.
Was it?
Yeah, yep. This movie, and then Thunderbolts.
Okay, so you know how we're in a constant state of chaos and fighting for our lives every single day on this godforsaken earth? Between work and everything else falling apart around me, I have not had it together enough to meal prep or plan dinner, or honestly, function like a normal human being most weeknights. Cooking something good is hard, and I deserve a modicum of joy every now and again. That's why I've turned to Omaha Steaks. My freezer is full. That's sorted. It is genuinely the one part of my life running smoothly. Real steaks, burgers, seafood, chicken, sides, all shipped to my door. So even on the nights where everything else is on fire, dinner isn't one more thing to stress about. I made the burgers the other night, didn't even have the energy to think, just pulled them out, threw them on the grill, and they tasted like something from an actual steakhouse. Somehow, the one corner of my life that's together is the one I didn't even have to think about. If you've never tried them, the Burger Perfection Flight is the easiest way in. 20 premium steak burgers across 5 cuts. So try the Burger Perfection Flight at omahasteaks.com today. That's 20 premium steak burgers for just $79.99. Plus, get $35 off with promo code BEEF. That's right, BEEF. B-E-E-F. omahasteaks.com, promo code BEEF for $35 off at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details.
What's that about? Ant-Man Quantumania ends with the death of Kang.
Oh, guys go in a hole on that.
Yeah, okay.
Kang's a hootin' hollering in a Kang...
in a Kang sort of stadium. Then we get Guardians of the Galaxy 3. We don't worry about that, because that's just a wrapping up Guardians of the Galaxy.
That seemed like the outlier.
Yeah, that's got nothing to do with the...
Well, opposite of Guy Gone Space, yeah. Guy Gone Earth.
Guy Gone Earth.
Maybe that's the guy, yeah. So in Quantumania,
Guy Gone
Earth.
Yeah, yeah.
What is Guy Gone?
Guy Gone, and he went to Multiverse. Now he's, the Littleverse.
Yeah.
And then he gone back to Earth.
Yeah.
And so now Ant-Man go back to Earth.
Okay.
Peter Quill go back to Earth.
Yeah. Yeah.
The Marvels is next.
The Marvels.
Oh, yeah, we got the Marvels.
Okay, what happens in Marvels?
Well, I mean, I guess...
No. That's another... Monica Rambeau goes whole.
Yeah, she goes whole. She goes
X-Men.
Earth. Other Earth.
X-Men Earth. Yeah. Deadpool and Wolverine, they end up back at Earth.
Yeah. Different Earth.
Different Earth. Well, okay.
No, Wolverine ends up in different Earth. Deadpool ends up on original Earth.
I guess, actually, other than Captain America, Thunderbolts, and Guardians of the Galaxy, they've been about different dimensions.
Yeah, and this ends with a warning from a different dimension.
This ends with this is the prequel to the incursions.
Yeah, yeah. Another thing that I keep thinking about this movie is, obviously, at the end, they say, at the beginning, Thaddeus Ross is like, you got to start the Avengers again. In a very weird scene where it felt like there was a scene that was missing where he's like, you got to start the Avengers again. Then he really gets shot and he's like, fuck you and your Avengers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're like, surely he just changed on a dime. But anyway, and then at the very end of the movie.
Why is he excited to be at the White House? He's Captain America. He's already beat.
This is the thing
president.
The movie has no handle on. Mm. What status Captain America has. What does he like? I don't know.
In
Captain America, like the original ones, I'm like, he's like an extension of the government.
Yes,
sure, great. This Captain America, I have no fucking idea.
Because he works for Shield.
Yeah,
Shield.
And
is
then
now,
Shield goes Shield, bad.
Yeah, Shield go Hydra.
And then he's like, fuck America.
Yeah,
yes.
And then he kind of in Civil War he No, in Civil War, he's still Captain America, but he's working for like New Shield, yeah. Which is just the Avengers, I guess.
What happened? Does Shield still exist?
Well, now it's
Sword or whatever. Sword,
I think a Shield is Sword now.
No, but
yeah, like Sam Wilson is he a soldier? I don't know. And so it's this weird position where
he kind of fills the role that U.S. agent has.
Yeah. But he's not working for the government.
No, he is though, because at the start he's working for the government because he's taken back the canister.
Yeah, but then also everybody's like, you shouldn't work for the government. Yeah. And it's like a decision he gets to make.
But the last government in charge, if memory serves correct, if I'm remembering my MCU. The previous president declared war on aliens.
And
we shot Shooter McGavin in the fucking head.
I
forgot. We also just didn't address it. The president said, kill Skrulls.
Yeah.
And now that president got voted out.
We love Skrulls.
Did he get voted out, or was he a one-term president?
There's a lot of one-term presidents in the MCU.
I was speaking to Jackson about this. Yeah. In the MCU, Barack Obama wins the 2008 election, but then he loses the 2012 one. He's a one-term president in the MCU. Wow. He loses to Alice.
Well, oh, right. President Alice.
Yeah.
Okay.
What happened in 2012?
He got kidnapped by his vice president.
No, Alice is the one who gets kidnapped.
Alice gets kidnapped by his vice president. Uh-huh. Which is great that you had a vice president. It's great to think in the MCU that your vice president kidnapped your president for a bit, and then in a couple of years later, like a decade or a bit later, your president turned to a Hulk.
Yeah. And then the president before that is like, goes kill on TV aliens. And is like, hey, there's aliens that could look like you and you should kill them.
I'm not paranoid or anything. You know, that's great.
It's crazy because that's what makes a movie like this so weird. Is like, and people are like, whoa, woke Disney.
Yeah.
If Disney actually went woke and were like nasty.
Yeah.
Or this even were just so like pointing stuff out. Yeah. Be like, hey, this is real life now.
Yeah.
Because they keep fucking touching on it a little bit, the president being like, kill all aliens. Then they just pretend it didn't happen.
Have people you know, your friends, your neighbors, your family, maybe acting a little bit differently?
If you see they something, might be Skrulls. Something, dude.
Yeah. They might be Skrulls because, you know, hey, you know, they're illegal aliens and they should be fucking shot in their goddamn aliens.
And now but even like fucking Winter Soldier, like we're making a movie like that and that's sick.
Yeah.
And but now we're living in a world where fucking
toothless. Everyone's toothless.
Well, because I think the thing is that you want to give the appearance that you're making a political statement, but you don't actually want to do that because you are Disney. You know, you're a you can see this is
he's
another.
You've got to bend the knee. You've got to donate a lot of money.
Yeah, so like you can say, you could, like you said at the top of this episode, you could look at this movie and you could be like, I like this movie because it hints at the idea of like the complexities of being a black Captain America. And it hints at the idea of having an incredibly unstable president. But it doesn't actually do any of that.
Nope.
It just gives the illusion that it's doing that. So that sort of satisfies some, you know,
itch.
Yeah,
if you're not really paying attention to the movie, you can believe, you know, in a far less political way. I think it's the same way the Ant-Man and the Wasp Quantumania is like, it's Quantumania. Mm. It's going to be crazy.
It's so zany.
Oh, zany, zuzy. It's going to be like a fucking, you know, Flash Thompson.
Yeah.
Not Flash Thompson. Flash Gordon. Gordon. You know what
people
I mean?
People are going in tiny rounds.
And then you watch
alien.
It and it's like nothing. Mm. But they give the illusion that that's what the movie's going to look like. So you don't get tricked, but that's they can market it that way, I guess.
Watching a president become Hulk in this current climate just made me angry.
There's so much. I mean, there's that very crazy scene that I think you pointed out to me or I pointed out to you where Isaiah Bradley is like, I don't want to deal with the president or whatever. Mm. And Captain America's like, you have to. He might be unstable.
Oh, yeah.
He might be a monster, but he's the president.
Yeah.
And it's so, like, just in such bad
taste. Yeah, like, I hate this president. It's like, who cares what he's done in the... Oh, yeah, it's like, don't worry about his past. Yeah. He's still the president. Yeah,
I know.
And we get to go to the White House.
Exactly. And then... We also have Bucky going to be a congressman.
Yeah.
Which I think is very funny of like, okay, yeah, sure. Yes, we've had a former Black Widow who's now the head of security. Yeah. Yeah, she was a Russian asset for so long.
Yeah.
But don't worry. We now have James Bucky Buchanan. He's going to be great.
World War II hero.
He's 104 years
old. Soviet war hero.
Yes, he
wrong
was.
Side.
Yes, he was brainwashed. Yes, he has code words. Yes, he has killed a bunch of Starks. Yeah, we got footage. Don't worry.
He's murdered heaps of innocent people.
It was brainwashing.
Yeah, man.
Anyway, so I was like, hey, it's not like we've never, like, you know, elected anyone to any sort of a government official that is a piece of shit.
Well, see, I think that's the thing. If the movie lent in, if the movie was legitimately like, hey, this is an actual, we're actually making a statement, it could have been great.
This movie make me forget that we currently have an absolute lunatic for a president and the fact that Australia is probably going to follow suit and vote for a bald-headed cunt who is so far up his own ass that he will run this country into the ground. No, unfortunately.
No. It reminded me of that.
In fact, it made me think about the fact that America recently were like, hey, we're going to send our American citizens that are prisoners in this prison to El Salvador because we made a cool deal with them.
They get some sweet kickbacks.
Get some kickbacks. We're sending American citizens to El Salvador.
Yeah, it's good.
How is like the right to a free trial going to hold up? How are they going to get lawyers? Don't worry about it.
You know this law that is here that is like says that as a U.S. official that I can't take bribes. I'm going to get rid of it.
Don't worry. Not for any reason.
Don't ask why. Mm.
I'm not going to take bribes.
Guys.
Yeah. Don't want if I just you know
why yeah. would you even you say that you say that that's probably you're an idiot
sending you to jail
anyway I'm turning Gaza into a the French Riviera
don't worry we're not even gonna send any troops there. Israel will do it and then they'll just give it to us.
It's gonna be fine.
It's good even.
Yeah,
think about it.
And what's
I'm
crazy
a good
is
guy.
That even if this movie was made pre-Trump, like, which it probably, you know, that's when development would have started during Biden.
It doesn't matter because with
the same thing. It's
Trump had already been president once, so even if this came out in like 2020, you're still like, when he says, don't worry about the past, the president's still the president, we should respect him. Shut up.
Yeah.
Exactly. Fuck the president.
He can change.
Yeah.
Sure, what he has said and done in the past is actually pretty reprehensible.
Yeah.
But don't worry, he's changing now.
What if the president was sorry?
Exactly.
What is the premise of this movie?
Sorry?
What if the president was sorry?
Yeah, look, sure, he said he'd do a bunch of things that was quite awful. And then he's gone and done those awful things.
Yes, of course.
But like, what if he hadn't?
What if he hadn't? Or what if he really, really regretted it?
Sorry.
Yeah, man. It was, and then it's also very weird because there is this weird attempt to rehabilitate Thaddeus Ross.
Mm.
Like, there is this, you know, legitimately. Lock me up.
I drained my own swamp.
Yeah, exactly.
I was the Hulk. Look, I was probably a very good Hulk.
Yeah.
I was a red Hulk. I was on fire Hulk. That was pretty good. I was the best Hulk, but
Green Hulk, he's not on fire.
No.
I gotta be locked up. Because if I'm too good for this world,
Red's better. Red's faster. But then what's crazy is that the leader, who has some legitimate gripes. You know, he was locked up illegally by the president.
Also, the leader, I bet that's a good text.
Yeah, sure is.
The leader also is clever enough that The character you get presented in this, there's no real reason why he couldn't be talked out of being evil, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Like, I just don't understand the
like
whole,
I get
like,
that he wants revenge on a guy who sucks.
Yeah.
So like, I mean, like, fucking the Avengers want to, like, in Civil War, the Avengers themselves want
revenge
on this guy who sucks.
Yeah. Well, so his plan, let's talk through the latest plan real quick. So he, during the events of The Incredible Hulk, he gets Hulk juice on his brain. Thaddeus Ross is like, I'm going to use this guy to become president. So he keeps him in a bunker. Gives him more gamma, and I guess occasionally comes to him and is like, what policies should I
endorse? Yeah, what should I say? What's going to do these things? When I become president, I'll let you go.
And the leader's like,
also, I'm dying.
I hate this. I hate that I'm in here. And he says, hey, I'm dying. Can you fix me? And the leader's like, here's with my huge brain, this is what I'm going to do.
I think what the movie implies is the leader did trust Thaddeus Ross at first, and then it was only later on it became.
No, but that can't be the case because he's slowly upping his amount of radiation.
I think that was
over the course of 6 months.
True. No, yeah,
no, because
he's so smart, he would have known the probability that he wouldn't get this, you know, get pardoned or whatever.
Yeah, but then he also is like, he betrayed me. But then, so say his plan is, he's like, this guy's locked me up. This is bad. So he's like, I am gonna fix his heart, but slowly I'm gonna turn him into the Red Hulk.
What he should have done was instead of one of those pills turning him into Red Hulk, it just gives him a heart attack.
Yeah. Like, give him a placebo.
But then, okay, so you're like, great, this guy's primed to turn into the Red Hulk when he gets angry.
Mm-hmm.
Next part of your plan, somehow you gather biometric data on a bunch of guys.
Yeah.
Then you use a phone flash and a song to brainwash them into pretending to shoot the president. Blank, blank, blank.
So the pretend shot, because I guess at this point, what I was getting from the movie is they want to put Ross under stress, because at this point he's like, he's had enough juice to become Red Hulk.
Okay.
And he wants him to Red Hulk out at the worst possible times.
Yeah.
So when he's pitching this adamantium thing, because all the world leaders are there,
if he becomes
a bunch
Hulk,
of world leaders
bad,
would die. When he's potentially about to go to war with Japan, which he was already his decision before he became Red Hulk. At the end, when he's just giving a speech.
He's giving a speech to
like 20 people.
To like apologize, to be like, everything's okay.
His scandal came out.
Yeah, I'm sorry about like nearly going to war with Japan. We didn't.
Yeah, but no, because then that's why he got arrested.
Yeah.
Because then it was a part of the news to be like, the leader was arrested
and he's saying
this stuff. And that's when the reporters are like, did you do this? And
he's the leader. Oh, yeah, because I guess the leader's getting arrested for the mind control shit.
Yeah.
So, like, why wouldn't they say he made him a Red Hulk?
Yeah.
Why is this Thaddeus Ross's fault? It should be, because he's an idiot.
Like, the only crime in this situation...
We should lock up every president.
Agree. But, like, so Thaddeus Ross could theoretically go before a trial, and he could be like, yes, obviously I imprisoned this man for longer than was necessary, though he was instrumental in making the abomination, but also that was maybe the military that did that in the first place.
Yeah, he actually had nothing to do with the abomination.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought it was...
Wasn't he helping Banner do research or some shit?
Wasn't he just there?
I locked up a scientist. Whatever. Yeah. Okay, I locked up a scientist.
Fuck this one guy.
For a really long
time.
I
didn't like him. He sucked.
Yeah, okay, I did that, sure. And that's
you could spin that so easily.
Yeah, exactly.
Just like, yeah, he was gamma radiated. He's going to make a claim, or people are going to make a claim that we could clean that out.
Yeah.
We can't. We still have Banner. We can't de-hulk somebody if someone is hulked. Anyway, he poisoned me. Well, not just that. Like, we locked him away because he was proving to be like he was a national threat. Because the gamma juice in his brain was enough to be like, hey, he could.
Yeah, it turned him into a
megalomaniac and like very, very smart when it came to probability. And so he was like threatening, and we could see the writing on the wall here.
Absolutely.
A huge threat if left to his own device.
Yeah.
And guess what? Even in prison, he was a huge threat to us.
Yeah, exactly.
He pretended. He was like, fine, I'll be here. We gave him everything he wanted. We gave him a lab. We gave him this. We treated him very nice. We could actually treat him nice. I don't know what they did.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then, like, you know, we did all this kind of stuff because we were trying to, you know, keep him placated because we didn't want him to turn on us.
Also,
but without anything, he still turned on us.
Yeah.
And he turned me into a fucking Hulk.
As if, as if the United States does not have hundreds and hundreds of, in real life, people that are unjustly imprisoned and used for, like, whatever skills they possess. So it's just such a funny thing that...
He's the guy who injects Banner's blood into the abomination.
Oh, okay.
So he made the abomination. Well, but
there you go. Yeah, fuck that guy.
Yeah.
But Blonsky and Ross's forces take Banner into custody. As Banner and Betty are taken away, Blonsky stays behind and orders Stern to inject him with Banner's blood. Oh, okay. So Abomination was like, make me Abomination.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, dude. So it's just funny. It's just like the leaders. The plan is pretty stupid.
Yes.
Like, it's just like, I don't think this movie has ever given us evidence he's clever.
No. The plan was simply just to tarnish his legacy because he's trying to,
rehabilitate himself
by being like, sure, I did a lot of like, you know, I was a wartime general. And now I want to be a peacetime president. And in doing so, rather than just, the previous Thaddeus would have taken the big baby by force.
I'm
a new Thaddeus, and we're going to do diplomacy.
Yeah.
We really want to make this work. And that's going to be my legacy, because this is going to be greater than me. I am on my way out. My heart is failing.
Yeah.
And this way, I'm no longer the guy who put a tank in Harlem to fight the Hulk. I'm now the guy that gave adamantium to the world.
Yeah.
And not just America, but the world. And that's what I want. And then the leader's like,
what if you were Red Hulk?
What if you were Red Hulk,
though? Yeah, dude.
If you were Red Hulk, people would hate you.
Fuck the Hulk.
We all hate. The last time we saw a Hulk, the Hulk.
Last time we saw the Hulk, he did a snap that made 50% of the galaxy's population come back from the dead.
Yeah.
And then he brought back his kid who had some fucked up hair.
Actually, no, we do hate the Hulk.
We hate the Hulk's son more.
Yeah, the barber fucked up.
But it is funny, because another thing this movie does is like, hey, there's going to be another Avengers. I mean, and we're like, who? Like,
yeah, we were Hulk's thinking about as well.
Mm. Right now.
Hulk, She-Hulk, Hulk's Daredevil, yeah. Another Hulk, the Scar. Yeah.
Scar, Hawkeye, a wizard. Maybe.
Both Hawkeyes.
Oh, yeah, both Hawkeyes.
Ned, obviously.
Spider-Man.
Ned, Wong. Doctor Strange and Klee.
Yeah, Klee.
Klee and Doctor Strange might be in the hole.
But
still.
They could have gone in the hole. Bucky.
Bucky.
Well, Ms. Marvel.
Ms. Marvel.
Because the last time we saw her.
Captain Marvel.
The last. There's so many characters where it's like the last time we saw them is in insane spots. It's like, I don't know what the fuck's going on. Because Doctor Strange and Klee went in the hole. That's the last we saw of them. Half the Eternals went to space. Yeah. The other half's. Got sucked into
The other half got sucked into a celestial.
Peter
Quill, he's on Earth.
Yeah,
Peter Quill. Get him on the Avengers.
Yeah, smart.
Last time we see Ms. Marvel, she's being recruited into the Avengers by Hawkeye, but like young Hawkeye.
Last time
we see old Hawkeye, he's having Christmas.
Yeah.
Spider-Man's swinging out to New York to be like, I got no friends anymore.
No one remembers Spider-Man.
Spider-Man, no mates.
Spider-Man, no mates.
No mates.
Spider-Man, no mates with dead aunt.
Yeah.
Happy moving in, like, now. No, my girlfriend's dead. And this kid, the fuck's he?
Yeah.
Fuck off, kid.
It's funny because
Deadpool's in the wrong universe. Wolverine's in the wrong universe. Yeah. Loki's a tree.
Yeah.
Loki's a
tree.
A tree
and time.
Yeah. Thor's a dad.
Yeah.
Thor is a dad. Mm-hmm. Eternity, I think, is a little girl being raised by a Thor.
Yes.
T'Challa's dead, but T'Challa's son's
also T'Challa?
maybe a little
too
boy
young,
still.
I think. Riri is also still there. Kicking around.
Well, Riri doesn't have armor at the moment. They took her suit off her.
Oh, that's right.
Black
Panther. Good point.
Oh, yeah.
Shuri has
Everett Ross is.
Yeah.
Everett Ross.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Who's he?
Frodo's dad. Bilbo.
Martin Freeman.
Frodo's dad.
Little Sherlock.
I'm going on an adventure.
What's crazy is that, so the next movie is Thunderbolts.
Yeah.
And then it's first.
He'll probably be in that.
He probably will. And then it's first steps.
Hang on, is Martin Freeman the last time we saw him in Black Panther?
Yes.
What? No, the last
it's
time you
so
saw him.
So funny, he just keeps popping up.
No, wouldn't the last time you see him have been Secret Invasion?
Yes. Where he reveals.
No, that was he was a Skrull.
Okay, so that wasn't. So in Black Panther.
Wait.
No, because he reveals.
I don't know. I didn't watch Secret Invasion.
Him and Elaine are talking about how they either used to be married or date.
Yeah, that was in Black Panther.
Yeah.
And why is he. It's funny that
he's
the token.
He's in the opening of the Skrulls and he gets shot because he's a Skrull.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they killed Maria Hill.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Samuel Jackson. Nick Fury's in space.
Yeah.
He loves to sit down.
Yeah. Oh, we also have Super Skrull. No. Lady Super Skrull.
Oh, yeah. What's her name? Amelia Clark. Yeah.
She there?
She's around, dude.
Vision, he went up.
Vision went up to space. Vision Quest is allegedly still coming out.
Yeah.
Agatha's a ghost.
Yep. We're going to find that speedster.
Mm-hmm.
It's all really just
it's
all
really
over
good
the shop,
stuff.
You know?
But then the thing is, because you cannot do Avengers. I don't believe. I mean, who knows? They probably will. But I don't think you can do Avengers Doomsday and Avengers Secret Wars without an Avengers team, at least initially. You know what I mean? You need a team so that when they meet the opposing team, it's like, that me, but what if I was born a dog? You know what I mean? But they don't have one, and they don't have the time to make one. Because in Thunderbolts, we're not going to... I don't think we're going to get one.
Maybe that's the team. Maybe it's like Thunderbolts, Asterix, New Avengers.
Well, I have.
Has been rumors that that is what it is.
Yeah,
that it's but the
just...
problem is,
okay.
The only way that that works.
Yeah.
No, well, the only way.
I'm sorry, man.
That throwaway joke, you've been on the internet too long, because that throwaway joke could be real, but it probably also won't be real.
Yeah.
But, because they'll kill a couple of them.
Mm.
Red Guardian and Taskmaster. And
yeah. Maybe Ghost.
Oh, come on. Yeah, Ghost, Taskmaster, they're gone.
Yeah.
Toast's gone.
Toast, not in the movie. But Ghost, they don't have a single line. They have one scene
maybe it's
in all the trailers.
Maybe Ghost is the one I'm thinking will die and Taskmaster might live.
Maybe.
Both of them
I
gone.
Think both of them are gone, though. Yeah. I think it's going to end with just Yelena and maybe Red Guardian.
Yelena and Bucky.
Yeah,
you mean?
Yelena and Bucky.
I don't think they're gonna kill Bucky.
Yeah.
They might kill Bucky. Yeah,
and Sentry will be right.
Yeah, and Sentry.
And Slash Void if you've seen the trailer.
Yeah.
I
Yeah, there is a pretty cool scene where he does a thing and he makes people into shadows. That's pretty sick.
Yeah, Void's the villain of Thunderbolts.
That makes sense. I'm still unreasonably and stupidly looking forward to Thunderbolts.
No, same, weirdly. Like, again,
I think it looks fun.
And it's weird because the next superhero films like from Marvel and actually in general, I'm like, oh yeah, Superman I'm excited for.
Yeah.
Yeah, First Steps I'm excited for. And yeah, Thunderbolts I'm like, yeah, look, could be fun.
I mean, I know I just watched this movie.
Yes.
But still some rotten part of my brain is like, I don't know, they're just fucking guys.
Thunderbolts,
you know?
Looks more fun.
Yeah.
I will say, though, that Disney need to stay well away from making anything to do with politics at the moment. Not because I think they're going woke,
yeah,
because I think they soft cock it so much,
yes,
yeah, that I reckon this was one line away from me tearing out my seat in the cinema yeah, and then just like trying to conduct a full-on riot. Yeah. I almost January 6th again because of this movie, I think.
Yeah, and also...
It almost mentoring candidated me. I was like...
That's
maybe
it. Time to kill the president.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe it is. But yeah, I think they need to step away from like any kind of politics statements, because then
they're not going to make any.
They're not going to make any statement, and also then they keep forcing.
They make me think of real life.
Oh, I understand this, but then they're like, "No, we need to change it so we don't offend anyone."
Yeah.
And you're like,
"Pick a fucking sword!"
No. You know what they say when you are neutral?
Yeah.
You're actually never on the side of the oppressor.
No. They don't say
that. They'd never say that.
Yeah.
When there is too clearly, you know, the oppressor, like the oppressed and the oppressor, and you are neutral.
Yeah.
That's good.
You're just on either side.
Yeah, that's the same.
I think that's how
atrocities works. Happen because people just choose to do nothing, right?
I think if you do nothing, that's good.
Mistake.
I think if you do nothing, you can't be blamed.
Yeah, the path to heaven is paved with good intentions.
Sorry, I fucking misunderstood, because I thought if you just stand by and watch evil happen, that just makes evil way worse.
When
they came for the people, I did nothing because it was none of my business.
Yeah, and it was good. And they said, hey, don't worry about it.
It's got nothing to do with you, pal. Yeah.
That's pretty bad.
Yeah, people... If I see anyone say Disney have gone woke because of this movie, I'm going to climb into my phone and climb out of their phone and cut their head off
with a big knife. I'm with you.
Yeah.
Because this is the most...
It's an incredibly milquetoast film.
It was fine to the point of like, ugh.
It was just... I was bored. The acting was bad and it looked gross and it said nothing.
There were some like fight scenes and they kept repeating the same thing of slow-mo... wing cut thing.
Yeah.
And I'm like, really just got one trick.
The director of notoriously dog shit movie Cloverfield Paradox is brought on to direct this, and you're not going to believe what the end result was. A movie that looks like shit.
Yeah.
What?
This weird thing in the movie where they're like...
The first fucking fight sucks so bad because they take a lot of the moves from Steve Rogers' arsenal.
Yeah.
But it just looks way shitter in this because they film it stupid.
And it's so, like, clunky. It's like this
they
slow...
They cut in stupid ways.
Yeah, like, I don't know. And none of it's...
It was weirdly paced. There were some moments where I think there's a military guy.
Yeah.
And he's, like, trying to investigate the pills. It's just so funny. 24 hours. Anyway. As he's, like, getting the phone call and he's about to call, I guess, Sam to be like, oh, it's Gamma. My wife turns to me and she's like, "Who's he's going to be? Somebody? Yeah. He's going to be someone important, I reckon." I'm like, "He's going to be dead."
Yeah.
And straight away, he's fucking no one.
Absolutely.
Like, called it.
Yeah.
It was just
if
like,
he wasn't going to die, he would have been fucking Everett Ross.
Yeah. Exactly.
It's just like one of those things. Like this is just it's saying nothing. It's doing nothing. It was there. That was it. Just it felt like they were like, we got some cool ideas, and maybe they were like, pitch this as a sequel to the Falcon and Winter Soldier
TV show. Yeah.
But they're like, no, let's make a movie. And then they were like, well, we've got to escalate it.
Yeah.
And they didn't need to. They could have just made this like Sam Wilson as Captain America. He's the representation of America on the big marble baby. And that's what's happening now.
And it's bigger than him. Really, he's going to deal with some superpower guys.
Everything's very much like, you know, like the Captain America of old, where it was like the propaganda bullshit. He's out in front doing like the big shows or whatever. Yeah. But he's there as your face because like we're trying to make this all very peaceful and happy. And we're shaking hands. But underneath, literally underneath, everyone's fucking trying to kill everyone else.
Yeah.
And that's kind of could have been a more interesting story.
Absolutely.
And you didn't have to have a Red Hulk. You didn't need that.
Felt like, again, like I said, you know, a while back, there was this kind of two movies here. One movie is, whoa, can Sam Wilson, you know, can he shoulder the mantle of Captain America when
which
he
is what Falcon and Winter Soldier was meant to be.
Yeah, where he is just a man or whatever, you know, and that's a complicated thing. And then the other movie is, oh, fuck, Hulk, the guy who's always trying to kill you, he's back as a Red Hulk.
Oh, no.
And now you're normal Hulk and he's barbaric. Yeah. Oh, fuck, dude. Oh, fuck.
And at the moment where you got, like, the Hulk hulking out in the White House, I'm like, Banner's on Earth.
Yeah.
Banner's like, fuck, oh shit! That's Thaddeus.
Fuck! I should do something about that.
Maybe I currently am always the Hulk.
Yeah, sure. It's also funny to imagine somebody being like, "Dude, are you gonna do something about that?" And he's like, "Why? Because it's a Hulk."
Yeah. No, dude, that's actually fucked up.
You have history with him.
I'm not dealing
with every Hulk problem. It's like Hulk problems are my
dude,
problems.
Dude, your son is a Hulk.
Yeah, I'm raising my boy.
I'm in the middle of something, dude. Okay.
Anyway, trying to fucking shave my kid's head or whatever to fix up that fucked up haircut.
I've been doing that for the last 4 years, dude, trying to fix his fucked up haircut. Okay? It ain't fucking working.
I hate my Hulk boy.
Anyway, bad film, not good. Good luck, everyone.
Yeah,
when I see it, enjoy, I guess. But
a real bad first outing for 2025 for
Marvel.
What do
you think the box office is going to be?
Not good. It's getting pretty, it's like, what, middle of the road, like 50% on Rotten Tomatoes
reviews
and stuff.
Just 3.5 on Letterboxd, Quantumania.
Okay. I think it'll do better maybe than like some of the previous ones, but partly because at least, like, you know, it makes sense as a story, like, you follow along. It's not cut to shit
as much as the Marvels or like even like Kraven or Ms. Madam Web or whatever. Because like those movies, you can, especially Kraven, and it could, like, be because we watched it 4 times in a row.
Yes,
you can see, you're like, oh, these parts have been rearranged. Yeah. This was meant to go in this path. But this is just like, you had 2 ideas for a movie and you probably should have picked one.
Yeah. We were saying in the car, this is probably a good way to wrap things up. Would you rather watch Kraven one more time or this again?
What was shorter?
this, I think. I think I'd go Kraven again, honestly.
Yeah.
Kraven to me is comfortable. It's like my bed, you know? Yeah. I get in, I'm like, oh,
I'd watch this again, but I think that, again, like I said, I was already on tipping point of, like, not being radicalized because I'm already pretty firm on where I stand things, but taking further action.
Look, the notion, the idea of like having to watch that extended flashback in Kraven again,
it should have been you.
It should have been you.
I'm back.
Well, you've been waiting there, anticipation for the "it should have been you," and that is all downhill from there.
Well, actually, speaking of Kraven, I mean, we have a lovely little inbox.
Yes, that's true.
The bsboyspod@gmail.com, and I went there just a bit this very this morning because I have not looked at it since, I want to say, November.
Yes, of course.
4 Kravens in a day.
Now on Kraven, dear Baseless Speculation, holy shit. I both admire your dedication and
fear your
mental state.
Thank you.
In the 4 Kraven special, I realized something truly beautiful.
Okay.
I wasn't just hearing the BS boys ruin their lines. I was listening to 3 grown men experience all 5 stages of grief in a 12-hour period.
Yeah, okay.
After the first screening, you felt denial. This section was characterized by your obliviousness to the weight of the task that lies ahead. After the second screening, you moved on to anger. You realized what you had done and felt true pain and frustration.
I think we went out. Look,
I agree with them at that one.
Yeah.
I think that we went through all 5 stages, but I think it was in different order because at the end, we're just, it's not acceptance.
I think that was.
I don't know.
After the second screening, we made a new friend, sung us a song.
That is true. That was
good. Was awesome. I feel like people
aren't. The second one was our worst one.
Yeah.
We were angry after leaving it.
Yeah.
Anyway, the third screening was when you bargained with the movie on its own terms. You truly believed that you had found crumbs.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Of a good movie. We did do that.
We were like, we figured it out.
Yeah, we figured it out.
It's not good. It's not what you see on screen.
You kind of piece it together.
That's true.
Naive. The fourth screening sent you into a deep depression, and over the 15-minute counseling session, masquerading as a podcast segment, you accepted the complexity of life going forward from Kraven and the true weight of what had begun.
You know what? They're right. We did do that.
Because I remember that last bit, you're just like, I don't want to think about it anymore.
Yeah, I'm done talking about it.
I just want to go home.
I want to go home. I want to be Kim Jong-un's little podcast boys.
Yeah.
That's what we want to be right now.
Take me to North Korea.
Yeah.
You volunteered yourself for Kraven's list, and as we all know, once you're on his list, you can't get off it or something. Seriously, though, watching Kraven 4 times impressive. It should have killed you.
That is so... I forgot that was his famous line.
Yeah.
once you're on his list, you don't get off it.
Yeah, from your second biggest hater and his waterlogged iPhone.
Hell yeah.
Beautiful. Yeah.
Based on speculation, listen to this in the toilet.
Yeah, yeah.
Your phone is in the toilet.
Because when you stood up.
Yeah.
Yeah, stood up to wipe. Mm. As you all do. You stood up, you turn around to wipe.
I imagine you was like, or you were straddling the toilet. That's how you shit.
Yeah.
And your phone slipping it
out of your hands.
It's just made connection with the shit you left in there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
As you hear.
And then when the episode finishes, you reach in to pull it out, but your shoulder brushes the flush button.
and you flush your phone.
The only thing you manage to grab is your own shit. I know how you guys use the toilet.
We know. Yeah. We were also just really quickly, quickly on Craven. Yeah. Jackson and I were talking about what's the next movie we should see four times in a day.
Yeah, yeah. We're currently thinking Thoracic World. It's kind of
Thoracic World or Fantastic Four.
Yeah.
But Fantastic Four is bad because
it might be a good movie.
And then we wrecked the movie for ourselves. We're watching it four times in a row.
Thoracic World, I think we got better odds.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Yeah. Whenever we feel like we haven't been positive enough and we need to support movies more, we'll pick a movie and we'll go see it all day.
That's really smart. Yeah, really. That's a really smart idea.
Yeah.
You know? Wreck our lives, waste our own time. Yeah.
Another email from someone. They did again. I'm just they haven't been signed off with their name or whatever like that. I'm choosing to be to borrow from, I guess, our sister show, Thumb Cramps, that you are a coward and don't want your name associated with what you're about to say. And that is fair enough.
That's okay.
So, I jacked my dick off to this podcast.
Oh.
So the intro song this show played at their gym. This provoked a visceral reaction within me, mainly fear. What have you done to me? Also, the first one was better. Well, look, the new one kind of encapsulates how we feel often about movies.
Yeah, exactly.
But I guess you should be happy because for the based reactions, we tend to go with the old songs.
Yeah, so, exactly.
Okay. Well, I hope you're happy with that.
One of the songs sounds heaps like the current Hello Fresh song that plays in the ad, to the point where I think it is the same song, just a different section of the song.
That's very funny.
Because, hey, we didn't record these songs for Baseless Speculation. They're from a royalty... royalty. Well,
royalty full.
Yeah, royalty full.
Yeah, because you pay for royalties.
Yes.
And they're like, this is ours now. But it's not your... Other people can do the same thing.
Yeah, yeah. And HelloFresh may well.
Like, it's like stock image, but
stock noise.
Yeah,
That's so funny. HelloFresh are using the I Don't Care song. That rules. Good for you guys.
That's great.
We'll have two more here.
Okay.
On June, Dusha. Well, you were surprisingly on point with the June Messiah is not canon t-shirt idea, because that was basically the reaction to the original books.
Whoa.
Fans really hated it and wanted it to Paul as a character. It's kind of the literary TLJ.
That's crazy, dude.
So well done, JD.
Yeah.
Money. You know, I thought I was a Dunehead.
You're Johnny Dunehead, dude. That's what I'm hearing.
I don't know if it counts as me calling something that happened in the past.
Well, did you know about that?
You didn't know about it.
No, I didn't know about
it. So, I mean, that counts.
I'd say you called it, dude.
I mean, it will happen when the movie comes out.
Yeah, yeah. I'm sure.
Probably.
Yeah.
Because people will be like, what the fuck? Paul's a sack of shit. And it's like, yeah, did you see the other ones?
I haven't seen the movies. Yeah, yeah.
I've only seen the first one. I don't know what happened in Part two.
The whole thing is about charismatic leaders are kind of dog shit.
Yeah, you don't want them, dude.
It's a cult, baby.
You don't want them.
Yeah.
Well, maybe you do. I don't know. I'm not your dad.
Yeah, whatever. Join a cult. Yeah,
exactly.
Treat yourself.
This one is from Thomas.
Mm-hmm.
Not a coward. So after Harry Potter, Daniel Radcliffe went on to act in some weird movies.
He was also naked on stage with a horse.
Yes, dude.
Equinox? Awesome. Is that what it's called?
I think it's just Equus.
Equus. Yeah.
Have you watched any, and are any of them better than Swiss Army Man? So Daniel Radcliffe's
horns?
Great film.
He made Guns Akimbo or something?
Yeah,
where he had guns for hands?
Directed by a sack of shit, I'm pretty sure.
So.
He's
in that TV show with Steve Buscemi.
First season was all right. Second season, I mean, look, it had its moments.
Yeah. I haven't seen any. I do like that every season
it's better
is,
in bits.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Yeah.
I like that the premise of that show is that it's just different. It's like an anthology show.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
What else has he done? God damn.
I think I really liked him in Swiss Army Man. I don't know if he's been... I think that's just an incredible
that's just
film.
A great
film. Now You See Me 3, which comes out this year, and maybe that could be the four movies a day.
What?
Now You See Me 3.
Will there be some reference to him being a wizard in it? Surely. Woof, dude. Woof, woof.
Woof, yeah. Dude.
Wow. Dude. Yeah, Swiss Army Man rocks, dude. Great movie.
Oh, wait. He's in Now You See Me too.
What?
Was there reference to him being a wizard in that?
I don't know.
What? Yeah. I guess in my mind, no one in the world has seen Now You See Me too.
Nice. Because
why would you follow up that show?
He's the son of the illegitimate son of Michael Caine's character.
Okay. Sure. Maybe we got to watch the Now You See Me's. That's what I'm hearing.
Apparently, they're crazy and interesting, but like it's just like, you know, like occasionally you watch a movie, they're like, oh, this is fun, but they made this wrong.
Yeah.
I know because I just recently watched the 2009 Gerald Butler vehicle Gamer.
Oh, yeah.
That's a movie they made wrong.
Yes.
But
dude,
it's crazy and fun to watch.
Yeah, maybe we should watch the Now You See Me's. Mm. Maybe it's time.
Like, the first one was just basically like, this isn't sleight of hand. You're all just wizards.
Yeah. Mm.
So, like, maybe the second one, they're like, yeah, no, we are wizards.
Well, because the first one ends with them going into like a magic merry-go-round where Mark Ruffalo's like, come with
I'm
me.
I'm a wizard too.
I'm the supreme wizard.
Look, if the Now You See Me trilogy or however long it may reign, if it ends
may
up
it
being
rain
like,
for a million years.
May it yeah. Please do. If it ends up being like, no, we were just wizards doing heists.
Yeah.
Great film.
Yeah. Hey, if it's Wizard Heist the movie,
Big fan.
I'll give it a watch. I definitely feel like I've seen a clip from Now You See Me 2 a million times on Instagram where they're flicking around a business card or something.
That's Now You See Me 2.
Did you see Weird, the L?
No, but I heard it was very good.
Oh, yeah, I forgot he's in that.
Is he good in that?
Yeah, he's probably good in that.
Yeah. I've heard it's good, but again, I haven't seen it.
Saw Better Man. It was great.
He's not in that, though.
No, but it's just a good music biopic.
Oh, yeah.
I see.
You should watch it.
I mean, spoilers for Weird.
Yeah.
But in a way where I will reveal something that happens in the movie that I think will make people want to watch it more.
Yeah, okay.
Go on.
So he's in the movie in 1986, I think, Weird Al Yankovic is assassinated and dies.
Okay.
So that probably gives you an indication
that's
of how much
stuff.
Of a biopic this movie is.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
cool.
Okay. Mm.
Sold, brother.
You've sold.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, if you want to email us, you could always...
you could do
either
that.
Either your little machine or your big machine or your medium size.
Fish it out of the toilet or go to the waste treatment plant.
Or be like, hey, Google. Yeah. And you've got to yell it real loud.
Okay, Google. You've
got to yell it
email at bsboyspod@gmail.com. Fuck you.
and then you just hit send.
Then you just hit send. It's as simple
and then,
as that.
And then and when I'm bleary-eyed in the mornings, I can like quickly open that and check it out and be like, how wonderful,
what have
how
they
wonderful
sent to
listeners
me?
Have sent to us this today. Oh, maybe this will brighten up my my morning while I'm dealing with a screaming boy. Oh, it's nice.
They're breaking my heart.
That's good. I needed this. I needed a little uplift, and now it's like someone has gotten their fist and punched me through the screen.
That's what you need.
And
that's what you could do.
And I appreciate it.
Yeah. Captain America, Brave New World, stinker.
Big one of these.
1.5 out of 5.
Yeah. Real bad news.
Yeah. I think if I was generous, I could do 2.
Yeah. I was floating between 1.5 and 2, but I decided 1.5 because it's not the worst MCU movie, but it's more they keep making movies like this, the more depressed I get. And also, again, it almost made me go January 6th mode.
Not good.
Not a good movie.
Oh, well.
Can't wait for Thunderbolt. See you at the cinema. This has been another episode of Baseless Speculation. We've been the BS Boys.
We love the movies.
Yeah, and I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
And I've also been Joel. We all love the movies.
We love the movies.
Loving the movies.
You love the movies. You love the movies. Movies rock.
It's 2 episodes in a row where I legitimately might get sued, so please don't sue me.
Oh, God, dude.